Congratulations. And Connor Burns, what was he doing well out there on the mound today? Because at one point he retired 12 in a row.
Yeah, he just competed. You know, he had three pitches for strike today. You know, he set the tone in the first inning and just got after it. And that's all we can ask him to do is compete and throw quality pitches, and that's what he did. You know, we got some timely hits too. I think we got the monkey off our back in the first inning with Mason Brown and, you know, with the RBI single in the first, kind of a big sigh of relief, just a, hey, we can still play. We know how to score, you know. And it probably helped too. We weren't seeing like 102 miles an hour like we were last night. But, yeah, it was just one of those things. He's just going out there and competing. I thought the guys played really well behind him.
Yeah, there's one other thing. You led the nation in walks coming in. So how are you able to use that to your advantage in games like this?
Oh, you know, I didn't even know that. But it's just part of our approach. I mean, we are aggressive at the plate. I mean, if you look at our stats, we do strike out a lot. But we do, you know, we've been very fortunate with this group. They do the best to their ability to stay within the game at the plate. And, you know, that's really helped us extend innings, you know, give guys like Kyle Lopez, Mason Brown, Brooks Benson, you know, Alex Nielsen, guys like that, a chance to drive runners in. So, you know, they just stayed with it, and they just kept competing today.
With what Burns was able to do today, how much does that help you tomorrow to have a rested bullpen that didn't have to do anything?
No, it's good. You know, I mean, it's obviously it's do or die. It's been do or die since the loss last night. Now we got the advantage where we haven't had to use our bullpen guys, so we can extend them. You know, which is nice. But at the same standpoint, they got to come out of the pen and throw strikes. So I'm sure we'll go Brendan Pietschmeyer tomorrow, and you know, then we'll have everybody ready to rock and roll. And we'll just see what happens.